Welcome to the Vanessa Grace Show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. Vanessa Grace doesn't just believe in America. She fights for it with every ounce of her God-fearing, red-blooded patriot soul. She's here to expose the lies, defend Trump's vision, and strike fear into the hearts of liberals everywhere. If you can't handle the truth, this isn't your safe space.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of America, this is Vanessa Grace, your unflinching voice in a world gone mad. Today, we're talking about something that should make your blood boil. Mysterious drones invading the skies over New Jersey. Yes, you heard me right. Drones, dozens of them, flying over our homes, our neighborhoods, and even sacred places like President Trump's Bedminster Golf Course. Now, I've been saying it for years, folks, but today we have proof. The deep state, the liberals, and their globalist friends are spying on us. They want to know what we're saying, what we're doing, and most importantly, how we're supporting Donald J. Trump, God's chosen savior for this great nation. Now, let's break this down. These aren't your everyday garden variety drones you see at the park. No, these are sophisticated high-tech machines, the kind you'd expect from a James Bond villain. They're not buzzing around just for fun. They're here for a reason. And what's that reason? Surveillance, intimidation, control. The FBI has confirmed that they're investigating, and the FAA has even imposed flight restrictions over certain areas. But let's be honest, folks. Do you really think the government is on our side here? I don't. They're probably in on it, covering for whoever is behind these drones. And let's talk about timing. Isn't it interesting that these drones are showing up now, just as Trump is gearing up for his triumphant return? They're trying to scare us, to keep us quiet. Well, I've got news for them. Vanessa Grace doesn't get scared, and Vanessa Grace doesn't stay quiet. These drones are part of a larger plot to undermine the voices of true patriots like you and me. Now, let me tell you something personal. I've known they've been watching me for years. Long before drones became mainstream, I'd see planes. Yes, planes. Flying low over my house. And I knew, deep in my soul, that it wasn't just a coincidence. I've always been a target because I'm smart, I'm attractive, and I'm not afraid to speak the truth. They know I'm a threat, and they're desperate to silence me. And you know what? This isn't just about me, it's about all of us. It's about our right to speak freely, to support the leaders we believe in, and to live our lives without fear of being spied on. This is the America we grew up in, an America where freedom wasn't just a word, it was a way of life. Remember those days? Playing outside until the streetlights came on, saying the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, and feeling safe in the knowledge that our government was there to protect us, not prey on us. That's the America we're fighting to get back. These drones are just the latest weapon in their arsenal, folks. But we're not going to let them win. President Trump is our shield, our sword, and our salvation. He's the man who will tear down the deep state, expose the lies, and restore this nation to its former glory. And you better believe I'm standing with him every step of the way. Now, let's get real, patriots. This isn't just surveillance. This is psychological warfare. These drones are there to remind you that you're being watched, to make you question everything you do and say. They're designed to keep you in line, to make you feel powerless. But we are not powerless, are we? No, we are Americans, and we don't back down from a fight. And if you needed more proof that this is bigger than just surveillance, let me tell you what New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew revealed this week. Hold on to your hats, folks, because this one's a doozy. Van Drew, a Republican who's as fed up as we are, dropped a bombshell on Fox News. He claimed that these drones very possibly could be from Iran, launched by a mothership parked right off the east coast of the United States. Yes, you heard that right. A mothership. According to his confidential sources, which I'm sure are as reliable as my gut instincts, the Iranian government is behind these drones. Van Drew didn't stop there. He said the military is on high alert and called for these drones to be shot down. And you know what? He's absolutely right. Why are we allowing this invasion of our skies to continue? Why isn't the government taking immediate action? I'll tell you why. Because they're too busy playing politics and pandering to globalist elites to protect their own citizens. Let me tell you, patriots, if this mothership story is true, it changes everything. This isn't just surveillance. This is a direct attack on our sovereignty. Iran has the audacity to send drones over our homeland, and we're supposed to sit back and take it? Not on my watch. If our leaders won't do something, then it's up to us to demand action. This is our country, and we will not be intimidated by foreign threats or domestic betrayal. Imagine the scale of this operation. A mothership lurking in the Atlantic, deploying fleets of drones right into our skies. This isn't just a foreign policy issue. This is an existential threat to our way of life. They're testing us, pushing the boundaries, seeing how far they can go. And if we don't push back, who knows what's next? Drones today, invasions tomorrow. This is why we must remain vigilant, patriots. This is why we must keep our eyes on the skies and our feet firmly planted in the soil of this great nation. And you better believe that if Donald J. Trump were in the White House right now, this nonsense would have been handled already. He wouldn't hesitate to take decisive action, to stand up to our enemies, and to remind the world that America doesn't play games. But instead, we've got weak-kneed politicians who'd rather appease our adversaries than protect their own people. I've spent countless nights documenting the lights in the sky, the whirring sounds, the strange shadows crossing my backyard. And every time I do, I'm reminded of why I'm in this fight. Because freedom isn't free, and someone has to stand up to these bullies. Someone has to say, enough! And that someone is me, Vanessa Grace, and every single one of you listening right now. But let me tell you, I'm not just sitting back and letting them watch me. No, sir. I've got my own strategies to outsmart these peeping toms of the sky. When I go out in public, I wear a mask. Not just any mask, but one that covers my entire face. And before you liberals get excited, no, it's not because of some virus. It's because I refuse to let their cameras capture my image. When I'm in crowded areas or around people, I make sure they can't get a clear look at me. I keep my head down, my face hidden, and my movements calculated. I know their tricks, and I'm one step ahead. I've even changed the way I live at home. Curtains drawn, lights dimmed, and outdoor cameras pointed right back at them. If they're watching me, I'm watching them. It's a chess game, patriots, and I'm not about to lose. This is what we have to do to protect ourselves in this modern age of surveillance and control. And if you think this sounds extreme, let me remind you, these are extreme times. Let me tell you about the time I had to ditch a tail. It was one of those days where you could feel the tension in the air. A rally had just ended, and I was still brimming with patriotism, my Trump 2024 flag proudly fluttering from the antenna of my purple Dodge Neon. That's right, patriots, my trusty Neon, the car that has carried me to countless rallies and battles for freedom. She might not be the flashiest car on the road, but she's mine, and she's a symbol of resilience, just like all of us. As I drove down the highway, I noticed a black SUV creeping a little too close behind me. At first, I thought it might be a coincidence, but then they started matching my turns, left, right, even doubling back. It was clear I was being followed. In that moment, I couldn't help but feel like I was in a Tom Cruise movie, my purple Dodge Neon transforming into a high-speed getaway car. I gripped the wheel tighter, channeling every action scene I'd ever watched and prepared to outwit whoever was on my tail. I darted down a side street, taking sharp corners at speeds that would make any stunt driver proud. The SUV stuck with me, but I wasn't about to let them win. I slammed on my brakes and quickly reversed into a driveway, cutting my lights as the SUV sped past. For a moment, I felt like I had the upper hand, until they circled back. They were persistent, but so was I. Thinking fast, I veered into a parking garage, weaving through rows of cars and finding a tucked away spot behind a pillar. I ducked down, heart pounding, as I watched the SUV cruise past the entrance. The adrenaline rush was real, and in my mind, I could almost hear the mission. Impossible theme music playing. By the time I emerged, I'd changed my route and my appearance, swapping my jacket for a hoodie and donning my trusty fake mustache. Whoever thought they could outsmart Vanessa Grace clearly underestimated my resolve. Who could it have been? A deep state operative? A nosy liberal journalist looking for a hit piece? Or maybe, just maybe, one of those foreign agents Congressman Van Drew hinted at? An Iranian spy trying to track the movements of freedom-loving patriots like me. Whoever it was, I wasn't about to let them get the upper hand. I pulled into a gas station, my mind racing. I grabbed a pair of oversized sunglasses and a baseball cap from my trunk, swapped my jacket for a hoodie, and added the pièce de résistance, a fake mustache I keep for just such emergencies. Yes, patriots, a fake mustache. Call it paranoia if you like, but when you've been in the crosshairs as long as I have, you learn to think on your feet. By the time I pulled out of that station, I'd transformed into someone completely unrecognizable. If they thought they were tailing Vanessa Grace in her unmistakable purple Dodge Neon, they were in for a rude awakening. And then there was the time I installed a decoy mailbox. It started after I noticed footprints in the snow leading straight to my front yard. These weren't just kids playing around. No, these were deliberate, calculated steps that stopped right at my mailbox. That's when I knew someone was snooping. So I got creative. I set up a fake mailbox right next to the real one, complete with junk mail and fake bills, just to see who might bite. One night, I caught them red-handed, a figure in a dark hoodie, flashlight in hand, rifling through the decoy. I watched from my window, heart pounding, as they carefully pulled out one of my special letters. Inside was a note that read, "Nice try, big brother. The real treasure is elsewhere." But that wasn't all. I had stuffed the rest of the decoy with shredded paper and sprinkled it with glitter, just for good measure. Let's just say they left with a lot more sparkle than they bargained for. After they stumbled off, clearly frustrated, I reviewed the footage from my enhanced security cameras. The clarity was impeccable, their every move captured in high-definition glory. I even turned the footage into a little highlight reel to remind myself that vigilance always pays off. Whoever they were, they didn't come back, and my real mailbox remained untouched. But here's the good news. We have a leader who isn't afraid to stand up to these globalist thugs. Donald J. Trump sees the bigger picture. He knows the games they're playing, and he's not going to let them get away with it. That's why they're so scared of him, why they're throwing everything they've got at him, because they know he's the only one who can stop them. So here's my message to all of you listening right now. We've got this. We are stronger, smarter, and braver than they give us credit for. They may have drones and surveillance, but we have faith, we have patriotism, and most importantly, we have Donald J. Trump leading the charge. Together, we will expose their lies, we will stand firm in the face of intimidation, and we will reclaim the America we know and love. This is our fight, and we will win it. So, my fellow patriots, keep your heads high, your spirits strong, and your hearts full of courage. The truth is out there, and we will uncover it together. This is Vanessa Grace signing off for now, but don't worry. I'll be back with more truth, more fire, and more fight. God bless America, and God bless Donald J. Trump.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it. Because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.